This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, back in the studio after about, I think, 6 months or so since we last saw him, Luke Robinson. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing very well. Thank you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So, 6 months, a lot of life can happen in that amount of time. What have you been up to?
A lot of life can certainly happen in 6 months. All sorts of things. We've had ups and downs. Have had a nice relaxing time over the Christmas break, as I'm sure many people have. Didn't have such an interesting time after I last saw you. Spent a couple of months in hospital, which is never fun. puts a little bit of a stunt in things. But, you know, got to play Black Stumps until I saw you, so that was at least good.
That was good. You can get good food in hospital, right? Well, jelly or Jell-O.
I am so over jelly. If I ever see jelly again, it'll be too soon. But, it's been an interesting 6 months, but it's been good.
And you've just released a new single, Hit the Ground Running. Tell us a little bit about this track.
So this track kind of came about as a result of that couple of months in hospital. I kind of had a couple of months where, for any guitarists out there, you can appreciate that once you haven't played guitar for a while, you lose calluses on your fingers and things. So it was kind of that long of not playing any music. And I kind of just wanted to get back onto the guitar and play, and was just thinking over the last couple of months I'd had of reflecting and as you do when you're lying in a bed. And I kind of wrote this song as a bit of a kick up the backside, throwing away any negativity that I'd been, you know, kind of carrying around for a couple of months, for myself or for anyone else that may be in a similar situation where you are kind of heading down a road or you find yourself in a situation you don't want to be in. And the song's kind of saying, throw that away, you know, turn back to where you were at, get back to the place which is kind of keeping you grounded, but don't just do it half-heartedly like you may have. Hit the ground running, go for it, you know, give it your all.
It is actually quite a high energy, very upbeat kind of song, which some of your other tracks are, but it's also a little bit different to the sound that we're familiar with. Was that an intentional kind of change as well?
Or? Yeah, it was. As all musicians develop, they like to change their sound a little bit. I like to think that I hopefully haven't changed it too much, that it's not the same person.
No.
But one thing that's changed since the last CD I did is the last CD I recorded. I had a former student of mine, actually, who came up to the studio because he was interested in sound engineering. And in the 12 months that since that recording, he has gone from being a student to actually being my touring guitarist. And I co-write with him and I do demos with him and all sorts of things. And I've actually decided to... I actually pre-produced this with him and produced the track up. And we're going to work on an album this year that we've already started working on together. And working with him has been a really different experience, but really fun because... You know, we've worked together for so long in a teacher-student capacity, but which means we know each other really, really, really well. But we've got kind of this weird, funny way of working where we can both draw something out of what each of us are doing. So, kind of explain that a little bit better. I'll do something that I may not like what I'm doing necessarily on a track, but he'll hear something within that and go, "No, we're using that little bit."
Yeah,
and we'll draw that, and then I'll do the same thing with something that he's done. Mm. And it's just become this really organic experience of songwriting and producing, and it's just been really fun. So that's kind of how this track developed. I was just jamming away on a guitar as I normally would, and he goes, "Oh, I can hear this in that song or that in that song," and kind of pulled all those little bits and pieces together, and that's what we've kind of come up with this.
Well, it's great to see that kind of collaboration in play. I think it's time to have a listen to the track. We'll come back. I've got some more questions for you, but right now this is Luke Robinson. And Hit the Ground Running from Luke Robinson. Hit the Ground Running. I love the track, love the energy. And as you say, it's always great to collaborate with someone who can, you know, give you a track like that.
Yeah. Well, it was good fun, you know. The guy that I'm working with, his name's Jackson Barclay. He's an amazing engineer and producer. And as I was saying before, we've kind of gone on this bit of a collaboration adventure with all these tunes. And he's actually gone from, you know, just studying at uni over that beginning of that 12 months, and he's now working full time at the Grove. So he's not just doing stuff with me. He's actually, you know, going leaps and bounds in his own right.
A nice little turnaround. That's quick.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. It's good.
And this is the first track to come from an upcoming album for you.
Yeah.
How's that getting along? What's the vision like for the new project?
So the way it's always been with recordings that I've done, I love doing EPs. They're so much fun. They're affordable. They just give a nice, tight, concise package of what I'm doing at a time. But I never feel like they tell the whole story. I feel like people can listen to them and go, "These are really cool songs and this is a cool vibe, but who are you?"
Yeah.
And you don't quite get that whole picture from an EP. So this album's my way of saying, as a musician, this is who I am. And it's hopefully going to capture all the different emotions and different things that I like to do within music, both in the high energy tracks like this one and in those slower, perhaps more bluesy tracks or country tracks or whatever they might be. but just trying to capture that full spectrum of emotions.
So what do you think is the story that you're wanting to tell on the album? You know, if someone was to say, who are you and what is your story? What are we going to get on these tracks? What would you say?
Well, it's funny. I've been asked that question a lot lately, and it's the answer is very, very complex because I'm still discovering it. I can't give you a 30-second answer as such, but what I've kind of come up with at the moment is I'm someone who likes to look at different parts of life that everyone's going through and likes to draw on the smaller things. So if someone's going through a tough situation, I like to kind of look into that a little bit deeper and flesh out where that's going and where their head's at with all that rather than just the problem that's presented.
Mm.
And like to kind of explore that. And hopefully in most of the stuff that I do, I always like to draw a positive. So no matter what I'm singing about, they'll always try to be a positive drawn from that. So if I was going to say, who am I at the moment with this album, it's someone that's looking at life from a perspective of wanting to see the positive in everything. But you've got to go through dark places to find it. So
yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at with it at the moment. Like I said, it may not end up being that specifically, but that's where I'm at the moment with how I'm approaching the songs and how I'm discovering the lyrics and where I'm going at with it. So it's a journey and it's fun.
Yeah, and in terms of fans getting to engage with your music and hear more from you personally, you've actually got quite a lot of live shows coming up over the next little while. One of them in Melbourne, the Forest Edge
Festival.
Yeah,
I'm heading off to Melbourne on Friday, actually. We've got Forest Edge. I was down there a couple of years ago now for the first one as it kind of came back, which is really exciting, and it's been great to be invited to come back down there and play again. I'm taking a few more musicians down with me this time to play, so it's going to be a little bit different to my last time I played, which was just solo. But yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I'm kind of taking the month of March to do a bunch of festivals. So we're doing that one, and then we come back up to Sydney, and I think I've got 5 shows roughly at the Sydney Easter Show, some full band, some acoustic, but just across a bunch of days to hopefully reach a lot of people. And then we head back up to Easterfest, which is, you know, kind of the Super Bowl of Christian music.
I love that, the Super Bowl. I don't know if we get the same like halftime kind of ads and Beyonce playing for us, but we'll have Luke Robinson. Hey,
yeah, that
halftime
works.
Entertainment. Now at the
I'm not wearing Beyonce's outfit.
No, don't do that. No. We don't want that. Are you going to actually make time at the Easter show though to go and see like some cool stuff, like the pig races and all that random stuff they have going
on?
Wood
chopping has to happen.
Yeah,
it has to happen. And let's be honest, no Easter show experience would be complete without show bags.
Indeed.
The problem I have is that if you're trying to save money, but you're there 5 times and you kind of want to buy show bags each time, yeah, it doesn't work.
That is a complex dilemma.
It is. So if anyone's got suggestions on how to budget for show bags over 5 days, I would love to hear it. Please.
We need to hear it now. Now, for some of those shows and things like that, I saw that you're wanting to develop some cover songs to kind of select and play and engage, you know, with people. How are you going on that front? Have you picked your cover songs?
I haven't, no. I should, because I'm playing a festival in 3 days. the way I go with covers is that people, not everyone that I play to, obviously, has heard my stuff. So you know, if I play my own songs, people that have heard it, it's fine. But there's always, you know, an element of drawing new people in. So I like to play 1 or 2 cover songs just to make sure that, you know, if, you know, just to kind of draw them in and give them something familiar. And last year I had a few songs that I did, and I did them very regularly throughout all my tour. So we did like Life is a Highway, but the Rascal Flatts version. I'm ashamed to say I covered One Direction a lot.
The girls love it, I'm sure.
But it worked. It worked, and we did. I did a Carly Rae Jepsen and Our City cover. That was fun. Did that at Stump, and it went off. It was great.
Mm.
But I'm trying to pick something different because, you know, One Direction for most of us can get pretty monotonous after you play it 300 times.
Just move into the Justin Biebers of the world.
Well, I'll have you know, I went out and bought his acoustic album the other day. As sad as that is, and it's amazing. It's actually really, really good. Props to Biebs. He's done well.
Props to the Biebs. He's given you inspiration.
Well. Oh, he's done well. Well, he's done well.
We'll leave it at that. Luke, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure, and all the best with the shows you've got coming up.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.